Trains, buses, bicycles, cars, and more are being figured into design concepts for the new transit center. Professor Ron Chemnitzer led four student teams from Virginia Tech School of Architecture and Design.
What you would see in all four of the solutions is a civic site. All of them are going to include landscaping, essentially a park, a public space, a place where there can be performances, food trucks, children playing. So it's going to seem like a beehive of activity.
Chemnitzer says the design teams focused not only on ways to bring many modes of transit together in a unified hub that connects to the entire East Coast, but also how the new facility can become a new heart of the city it serves.
I think it can be a facility, a space, a place people in Roanoke can be proud of. They can go down and watch the trains, even if they're not riding it. There'd be plenty of things to do there. It's more than just a stairway down to a train track, and the adjacency of all this transportation just makes it a more vibrant, energetic, active place to be.
Two sites being considered for the new multimodal transit center are 1st Street and 10th Streets. Passenger rail service is slated to return to Roanoke in 3 years. I'm Robbie Harris.